Tristan. All right. Hello and welcome to episode 26 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
My name is Josh. I'm playing as the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato the Assassin.
Oh, and I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fennel the Pest. God damn it! I was not paying attention. I'm sorry.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. So, last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious put out a fire at the water purification factory, fought some Eyes of the Dragon on a bridge, and witnessed the death of Justicar Senso. Ariel was drunk the whole time and did more harm fighting the fire than helping, and the smoke bombed the entire bridge. BTB unveiled his newest magical feat by creating gale force winds to clear the smoke. Sato was a stealthy boy in the fog, and Fen did what Justicars do, dole out justice and give last rites to other Justicars. Now, before Justicar Senso died, he gave Fen his katana and said one word, Kasai, before joining the spirits. Hank revealed that the temple gates were barred, and Fen heard a familiar voice yelling from just beyond the wall. And that is where we are picking back up with you guys. So there is the smoke from both inside the temple, and there is smoke from outside. And one thing that seems kind of weird is you almost smell like wildflowers. Yeah, that's okay. The one weird thing is you smell wildflowers right now.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Like, not burning ones, just...
Once. Just like you're in a meadow. I mean, Hank Vinerap is right there with you guys. The gates of the temple are barred, and then you hear the voice of Jezdrith coming from beyond the wall.
Like in the temple?
Yes.
I'm just going to address the crowd of people that is in our party and be like, hey, are there any other entrances to the temple somewhere? Aside from like around it or just anywhere? Not this door.
Under it.
There is the door around the backside that you guys took to walk path to the graveyard. Yeah. It's just because of the topography, you would have to kind of climb because it's steep on either side.
Wait. Hang on. What's on the door?
The door? It's barred.
From the inside?
Yeah, it's barred from the inside. So they were trying to pull it open, and there's something inside preventing it from being pulled.
Okay. Nah, I got nothing.
So, well, then... If we can't get through this door unless somebody's going to plan on bashing it in.
Does anyone have a ladder? Fucking
knocking.
I will say that you guys could climb up the side. It wouldn't be an easy climb since there aren't too many handholds, but it's only like a 12-foot wall.
YOLO! I want to do it.
All right, so...
I don't actually say that. That's not a thing that she would say. That's a thing okay. That Demi would say, not a thing that Fen would say.
Okay, but Fen, go ahead and roll an athletics check.
Ha!
what was that?
That's a six.
A six?
Yeah. Oh, wait, right. No, sorry. A nine.
A nine. Yeah. All right, so Fen begins climbing up and reaches a point where she doesn't have any handholds anymore going up, and then she looks back down and can't find footholds with her foot, so she's about halfway up the wall, just like,
Have you seen that internet video, that little kid that just goes, off the little rock climbing wall?
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you're stuck about halfway up the wall.
Cool.
You could easily drop and let yourself drop, but...
I'll follow her up a different portion of the wall. Why not?
All right, Sato, go ahead and roll an athletics check.
Okay. I don't. I rolled a nat one right off the bat.
Oh, a natural one. So, Sato,
you're not getting
wall,
used anymore.
You go over the wall, shake your hands, you get ready for it. You go, you begin to climb your way up, and as soon as you get up about halfway on the wall, your hand completely slips, your foot completely slips, and you fall backward right on your back, winding you.
Oh.
I'm still like halfway on the wall, like.
Yeah, I'm gonna climb over.
What'd you get, BTB, for athletics?
I'm fine. I don't even know, but I'm fine. 18.
So while this is happening, right after Sato falls,
just like staring at them climbing. Like,
yeah, BTB like looks down at Sato, just shakes his head.
Just fly up into it.
Well, I thought about it. I thought about just being like, "Fuck this," and levitating. But I'll save it if we're gonna have to.
Yeah, he climbs himself directly up. Hank begins to climb, struggling, and eventually makes it like to the top, and then needs BTB's help to pull him over.
I'll pull him over, and then we can just go open the door.
All right. Thanks, Tuck. Appreciate it.
I don't respond.
Ariel?
I knock on
He's
the
like,
door.
He's like, I'm going to wait for the door.
All right, Ariel.
I knock on the door.
Ariel knocks on the door.
Hello?
So, BTB and Hank, they both turn and they see the inside of the temple looks like a meadow. Like, aww, a meadow. It still has,
we're gonna have like a Wizard of Oz moment, just fall asleep.
Wait, has he been here before?
It has sets of crates that are burning and on fire. There are a bunch of people fighting all around it. And the, like, pillars around the precipice still rise up, but all of the ground looks like a meadow with wildflowers.
I need some answers.
We still open the door.
So, climb down, begin to open the door. As you do, two of the Eyes of the Dragon see what you're trying to do and quickly move over and draw their blades.
I'm going
to
keep opening the door.
You're just going to let them attack you?
Yeah.
All right. So, Hank will follow your lead.
Better to have my friends in than fucking try to fight people by myself.
Fair enough.
Not a fighting boy.
All right, so they
okay,
get, as much as you guys.
They get a 13 and a 12.
No,
no. All right, so
it's like, stop.
So like as they're moving, as you guys are pulling the crates and everything else down, you manage to get to the point where there's the bar. Can I get a strength check from you and Hank?
Do I have to roll for?
I will roll for Hank.
No, fuck that.
Using advantage.
Fuck! Yeah, so I got like a 4.
You got like a 4?
Because I have to take the new roll, right?
On advantage you take, or from then inspiration, it's inspiration, you take the higher.
Then I got an 8.
So, you're pushing on it, Hank is pulling, you're both trying to get the wood, and you manage to slide it a little bit, but not quite enough, at least not in time for them to not attack you again. So, this time it is a 12 and a 9 to hit.
Nah, though.
They both... These guys
Why
just
are we
obviously,
all rolling shit?
Yeah, these guys are obviously not doing any good.
I need a better die. Hold on. None of these.
Hold on.
Well,
hold
at this point, at that this one. Point,
okay.
The Breathtaking Balthazar and Hank have had enough time to
Thank
move
God.
The thing out of the way. So you guys are able to then open the doors. You pull them out, and you see that you're going to have to climb over some crates and everything else, but you can get in.
I immediately scramble out.
You immediately scramble out.
All
right.
Like,
one
we're
of
all
them
trying
is
to get in.
To
you're
take...
like, excuse me, excuse me.
Yep.
One of them takes an attack of opportunity. It's a 10 to hit.
Y'all
so
come on
he
in.
Completely misses.
Nope, 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 nope. Y'all come on in. See ya.
So at that point, Hank then turns around and begins to try and fight. So Hank manages to get a pretty solid punch in there and is now engaging in fisticuffs with one of these Eyes of the Dragon.
I'd like to cast Shield of Faith on Hank.
Shield
idea.
Of Faith on Hank?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So yeah. Hank punches the Eye of the Dragon, who like moves backward, grabbing his jaw, like, ow, what the fuck, man? Hank just has this radiant energy go over him, and the Eye of the Dragon for just a moment is like, okay.
And I'm going to like crawl my way off the ground, take a knee, and fire an arrow at the guy Hank just punched.
All right, go ahead and roll a hit.
Well, I'm just trying to add all my new numbers here. It's
14 plus.
Yes, yeah. 14 plus 7, so over 20.
So the arrow impacts into the chest of the Eye of the Dragon, who falls over on the ground, writhing around. Now that you're inside, can I get a perception check from Ariel and from Fenora?
It's a disadvantage, right?
It is at disadvantage since you are still drunk, yes.
Okay, I got
you
2.
You nailed it. You can't get less than that.
Yeah, I gotta know. Okay.
Well, you can.
So, perception, right?
Yes. So, just letting you all know, Tristan decided to method act for Ariel this session. So
he took a trip to Renfair.
Renfest. Thank you very much.
Renfest. So Tristan is about as sloshed. So
arguing about nerd shit. Oh no, we're not part of those guys.
I mean, yeah.
We're the ones that don't have any electricity, not even square.
Yeah. They
so
don't
I can't
have
buy
the old
That's
square.
True. That's true though. I rolled a 16 in case anyone's
I rolled
wondering.
A 2 yeah. plus a 3, okay. So
I rolled a
probably
16.
Like a 5.
Allegedly.
Right here.
Alright, so Ariel doesn't see anything. He's drunk. His vision is blurred and it's just like, okay, what's happening? There's a meadow around him now and he's very confused.
He's back in the woods.
Yeah.
My home.
So, Fenora, what did you get?
16.
All right. So you notice on the other side of the temple at the far door that there is a heavily armored dragonborn with a large axe that is currently fighting off the elder of the temple. And behind that is Jezdrith quickly pushing Bones out the back door.
Oh, cool. I mean, how far is it to get to either of them? You said they're, like, kind of near the back, right?
Yeah, the far side of the courtyard is about 80 feet away, okay. It's not terribly difficult to get over there. But there is a pitched battle happening between you and the far side with all the people that were there to defend the temple. So,
good comic.
Yeah, it is...
Sorry. I'm tired.
Yeah, Greg Larson will be stoked.
Yeah! Whatever his fucking name. He watches D&D stuff, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my god. Allegedly.
I know he's a Luddite and he doesn't put any of his stuff on the internet, so probably not.
Anyway.
So, yeah, there is a large pitched battle that you would have to make your way through to get over to it.
Okay. Can I, like, stick to, I guess, like, one of the walls, whichever is closer? To her and just like kind of go around. I'll take hits where I can, but
She's just trying to shame
you over. I'm after the bones.
Let me get a stealth check, I guess, for this.
Well, I'm not trying to be stealthy.
You're not trying to be stealthy?
I said I was going to like hit people as I went through.
Okay, all right.
I'm just trying to get back there.
She's going
to
take a wall and do the Wonder Woman thing and just kind of like waltz through and murk people as she goes.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. For the rest of you, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to follow Fen, but I'm going to get a significant lead on Fen by double dashing.
Okay. So
I was trying to get a position.
Won't you be able to get there?
Far enough back to shoot.
No, because I'm still outside.
Moving backwards.
Right. So
out I'm in the doorway or whatever. Still 90. A little out of it, maybe.
Okay.
Just to shoot whoever's maybe next to. Because there's two guys, right? Hank and I.
Yeah, I mean, Hank is currently boxing.
So I'll shoot the other guy.
Oh, okay. Then I'll take a
shot. The other guy already died.
Oh,
okay.
Or no, that was the one that Hank was boxing. So Hank has now moved to box the other guy.
Well, then I'll shoot this
you're
person
in the way along
boxing.
20 feet ahead of you now.
Okay.
All right. So, BTB, why don't you go ahead and roll that one?
11
to hit? You just miss it.
At least I didn't hit homie.
What you're trying to do, like, because you're being so careful with your aim to not hit Hank, like, there's a moment where, like, you have the shot, you power it up, and then right at that moment, like, Hank moves to dodge out of the way of a sword, and you move your hand and miss it.
Okay.
Ariel.
I'm going to look at the situation and say that I'm way too drunk for this shit in my life. So then I saunter over to BTB and look at him and go, hey, I have a fantastic idea. We should totally smoke bomb this bitch.
Please don't.
Oh my god.
Please don't do that thing. I'm going to waste my other spell slot. Gust it out again.
Ariel, you are your own person.
But we're just told no.
That's still not a terrible idea, because if you were to blow it into the temple, it would just
cover the inside. You can't add this advice, so...
I know, but I'm just saying, out of character.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. It is.
Terrible idea.
Wait, are you guys within shouting distance of me?
No, I mean,
everyone's
shouting. Everyone
is
within shouting distance.
But it's very loud. It's like we're in the middle
of
a battle.
So I'm going to try to like scream at you guys, like, hey, I'm going to do a thing.
Okay.
I'm not listening.
They can't
really
respond, so.
I'm just going
to say no.
if I do manage to hear him, I'm just going to give him a thumbs up and just keep running.
Yeah, so Ariel yells, hey, I'm going to do a thing. What's the thing Ariel does?
Smoke bomb.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're going to cast fog cloud in the center of everyone, or where?
Yeah, in the center.
All right. All right, so Ariel casts smoke bomb right in the center of everything.
You take like an epic hit off of a bong and then you blow it out, and that's what it is.
Fucking rip one.
Just like pull a bong out of your bag and you're like, I got this, guys.
I think I have a pipe, so yeah. I don't know where it works.
You just need some pipe weed. It's fine.
All right, so...
Show me something.
So, Fenora and Sato, as you two are moving your way through the pitched battle along the edge, I'll go ahead and let you guys each get a couple of attacks in there, and there are going to be a couple attacks against you.
How many?
Two each.
Okay.
So we get two each and two each against us? Yes. Baby, what are you doing?
I'll re-roll one of those, why not?
That two. Okay.
Double sevens. Two 14s.
14 is actually exactly what you need.
Nice. Sweet. Also, here. Inspiration's back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you and I both fucking used them.
No.
Now, since we're kind of doing this on our way through, can I count Fen as an ally nearby?
He's trying to get sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Or other allies within the temple? Sweet.
Fen, what'd you get?
I got a 16 and a 23.
16 and 23, both of which
hit. I think it's actually 22. I can't math. But still.
Both of which hit.
Okay, cool.
One guy takes 20 damage.
Okay.
And the other one takes 10 damage.
All right. So, Sato, they move up to attack you, and I didn't roll above a 9 for either of their attacks.
It's not going
to
happen.
So, they move in. Today. They very quickly try and stab, and you just move down, stab them in the gut, and they both go down very painfully, might I add. One of them had a big breakfast, so it's not
I was about to ask if they didn't eat breakfast, because they suck at attacking this morning. They should not have fucking done this.
Maybe they woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Aww. Maybe they just angry. They didn't even want to attack.
Didn't even want to attack.
I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just mad.
Damn it. Oh, wait. That's hell better. Yeah. I forgot that I could
great
do that.
Great weapon fighter.
Yeah, so one of them was a 9, mm-hmm. and the other one was a 15.
All right, so Fen, as you're moving through, you're slashing with your katana, you're defending as the couple attacks come up against you, you block them with your shield, you stab them, and continue to move on. Both of you make it to the other side.
I don't have the shield out.
Okay, then you're blocking with your blade, it's okay.
Okay.
So
well, I don't want that to come up later.
It's like, okay, so you make it to the other side fairly easily on and with the battle, and you notice that Elder Numachi and Justicar Hoe are both fighting this dragonborn that you don't recognize, and Jezdrith, along with a few Eyes of the Dragon, are just getting to the far end door.
I see Jezdrith, correct?
You don't know who Jezdrith is.
Yeah, I don't know who this person is, so I'm going to make a shot at them.
But regardless. They're taking the bones, and that's our main thing.
That's
so.
Why I'm taking a shot at Jezdrith. And it's going to be...
Wait, was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
23?
23 will hit.
Cool. For 10 damage.
For 10 damage. All right, so the arrow flies, and through her full plate, you manage to find one of the breaks in her shoulder plate and actually hit in the back of her right shoulder. She lets out a cry of pain and then turns, lifts up her hands towards you, and you see red energy begin to pulse.
Better get force choke, son.
I'm a bonus action hide.
Bonus action hide? You're not in the fog cloud.
There are pillars nearby I can use.
True. So, I mean, with this particular case, it's more
like,
of a reaction.
See red energy? It's just like...
This is actually a reaction, so you need to go ahead and make a save.
Okay, what kind of save?
It would be a wisdom save.
Ooh.
Okay. 19.
19. All right. Well, you'll only take half damage from this then.
I'm fine with that.
It's 11 dice.
Yeah.
So 18 halved to 9 fire damage as she hellishly rebukes
you.
You
have more health than me. I don't know why I'm fucking... Fuck you.
We all have more health than you.
That's not true. Tristan
so,
doesn't have more health than me.
Yeah, barely. She turns and the red energy shoots out. Sato, you manage to like get partly out of the way, but it still impacts against you. And it, you take that 9
well,
fire damage.
I'm a little singed.
Yeah. And, Fen?
Our tank isn't tanking.
Yeah, Fen, as soon as that happens, you sense... great evil coming from that direction.
Awesome. But it is her. So that's cool.
Also, I just shot your sister.
Yeah, well, we were talking, but I was gonna be like, as soon as you shot her, it's gonna be one of those things where Fen is like, because she's like trying not to care, but she really cares, because she's like, don't hit her, but also fuck her.
I will note Fen's reaction to me shooting her.
And, it's also worth mentioning BTB and Ariel with where you guys are and with the giant smoke bomb in the center. You can't see any of what's going on the other side.
Good with that.
You just saw red light from
me
the
too,
other
actually.
End of the area.
Yeah. No, probably not even.
No, the fog cloud is pretty dense.
It's 20 feet by 20 feet.
If it was inside the fog cloud, you might see like a section of it light up, but
yeah,
no, in this particular case. So, Fen, you also notice that then she makes eye contact with you. and she gives you just kind of like a half smirk smile and a little wave of the hand before turning and continuing to push the bones.
Wait, no!
Sato is just kind of like
running after her.
Huh?
How many eyes of the dragon are with her?
She has 5 or 6 eyes of the dragon with her, but cool. The bigger problem is that you also have Elder Numachi and Justicar Hawaii fighting the other fighting the other person that's wearing Justicar armor that seems to have been modified.
And that was the larger dragonborn, correct?
Correct.
Does it make it look cooler? An axe.
It does make it cooler. It's got like black armor with red and silver tinges around the edge.
Yeah.
Like, think every stereotypical gamer looking character with like the black and red and the silver. Yeah. It's that kind of armor.
You can't see it, you don't know.
I just want to know how much cooler he is.
Whatever.
He just said modified. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know.
I'm just fucking lame. It's fine.
It's fine, you can steal it. But you wouldn't.
I wouldn't, no.
I would. Take notes.
I love the image of Sato walking around in, like, dragonborn, like, size fucking armor. Ting. Just like,
I'll just fashion, like, what plates do fit to me and just be like, hee. Yeah.
It's like one leg is like an arm.
So, I mean, if I have the opportunity to, I'm just going to keep shooting arrows at her.
Okay, so go ahead and fire another arrow.
Natural 20.
All right.
Do you get
12 damage?
A shit ton more if you do.
If you were next to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have any allies next to her, unfortunately.
Ew.
Otherwise, it'd be that much more.
So how much damage did you do?
9.
9? With everything?
Actually, hold on. I lied. It was 14.
Okay.
It was just 9 on the die, and that was my bad.
How far is Jezreth away from me?
As of right now, you guys moved over to the other side of the fog, so she'd be about 30 feet away from you right
okay.
now. Pushing away further every turn.
I want to use my channel divinity.
Okay.
And I want to champion challenge both Jezreth and the dragonborn that's fighting. I mean, I can read you what it says.
Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
I just need to double check one other thing that
I
have
God.
Here.
All right, I'm going to use champion challenge on them, though.
Smooth.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to find a way that I was like, I can't do anything that VTB does. So I was like I can't like try to bar the door or anything like that. I'm on all physical shit, but I was like, no. Leave.
There's also the standard cast to compel duel. So you can
just
do the one.
Yeah, I was
going to
do that, but I only have one spell slot left.
Oh,
so I was going to use my channel divinity.
Yeah.
All right. Just double checking with that. Cool.
All
right.
I watched too much Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So, neither of them are affected.
What?
Neither of them are affected. They both have protection from good.
What?
They cannot be charmed by you.
What?
Oh, shit.
Damn. So, you...
I was gonna slam shit, but that's kind
of... You make your challenge. You make your challenge to both of them, and they immediately... Like, they look at you, and you see this dark energy field around them just simply... shimmer for a moment, and neither of them change the way they're acting.
What? It's fucked up.
Welcome to fighting real bad guys.
You're not using the page I think you just used that from.
Protection from good and evil? What? What, RC?
I know what you're doing.
What
like
am I doing?
It. I don't like it.
What do you think I'm
doing,
huh?
I'm not gonna say it. No point in letting anyone else know.
You just,
Well, that's all I can do. I've done everything I can do. You didn't do anything!
So, at this point, Jezreth turns and says, "Sister, it seems that you've lost your power compared to me."
Damn, she called you out, son.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
You guys aren't even there!
Oh,
I heard
that.
Attorney, no, you heard that.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna look at the men and be like, "Sister.
But you don't see
you had a sister?
You don't see the family resemblance. Why are you doing this?
No, I don't see the family resemblance. That's why I'm shooting her.
I guess she is covered in armor, so that's fine.
Do we all just to spite stuff? You. And it's right at this moment.
You were the pretty one.
No, I was the chosen one.
It's actually right at this moment that the other one takes the axe and swings it down at Elder Numachi, and the axe itself glows with that same red energy, and as it slashes through, Elder Numichi falls to the ground, bleeding out very quickly.
I want to dash over there and use Lay on Hands.
So, as you dash over, let's go ahead and get just a quick initiative check between you and I.
16.
16?
Yeah.
12. So, You went out, and as this as this other dragonborn very quickly tries to move herself between you and the elder, you manage to reach over and quickly get your Lay on Hands. It's right about this point that a few more eyes of the dragon begin flowing out of the fog in both directions.
All right.
So, BTB and Ariel, you have about 5 coming out of the fog towards you, and you guys have about 3 coming out of the fog on your side.
Oh, no, y'all are on the other side of the fog.
They're on the other. You guys have all stayed on the outskirts. They're still by the doors.
Oh, yeah, we are split up like that. Yeah.
You guys are staying on the outskirts, and the fog has basically enveloped the entire, like, inner part
middle,
of the
middle, yeah, okay.
So, all the open-air portions are currently just, you can't see. You can't see through. All right, it's right now that we will go ahead and get initiative from everybody.
Cool.
So, that means our initiative order is going to be Sada with a 23, the Dragonborn you don't know who it is with a 22, Ariel with a 21, BTB with a 19, Jezdrith with a 19, then Fen with a 19, then the Eyes of the Dragon with a 17.
Jesus.
No, the Eyes of the Dragon go last.
What the fuck?
Jezdrith has a +1 in dexterity.
Get wrecked, tank.
Yeah. I don't have enough health.
So, Sato, on your side, you have Justicar. You have the large dragonborn that just murdered the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Jezdrith, along with some eyes pushing the box out. And then you also have the 3 eyes that just ran out of the fog towards you.
Okay.
It's worth mentioning the 3 that ran out of the fog, like, they got out, looked around, immediately started running towards both you and Fen. Hmm. So.
Cool.
Now, can I use assassination in this particular instance?
Cause... Everybody is aware of you, so therefore, okay. No. The fighting already started, it's just...
Because according to the text, it's whoever hasn't taken their action during initiative.
Initiative had already kind of started at that point.
But anyways, I'm going to shoot at the Dragonborn, because that's why I was asking. But since I have an ally nearby, still an 18 on the die, so over 20.
That will hit.
Nice. It's 20. 20 damage.
20 damage, alright.
And then I will use one of the pillars to kind of just duck behind for now.
Pillars.
And if it's absolutely necessary, I will bonus action hide. Why not? Use it while I have it.
Fair enough. Bonus action hide.
All right, and that ends Sato's turn.
Yes,
so
sir.
Now it is that Dragonborn's.
It
is that Dragonborn's turn.
The Dragonborns.
So they are going to very quickly at this point make an attack against our friend Justicar Huey.
Huey! Huey! Huey!
Big ol'.
Big ol'. All
right.
You better get
Huey
from here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Justicar Huey is going to take both hits.
Go.
Buddy, I don't have that many Lay on Hands left.
Alright, so that's 17 damage to Justicar Huey.
Ouch.
Buddy.
Who, at this point, had already been fighting, and looks like they are about to go down.
Cool.
Justicar,
this is like
or Elder...
every fight we have ever.
How many points did you use for Elder Numichi?
10.
10? Okay. Just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
All right.
Munchie, yeah.
Wasted it all on these NPCs.
That's half.
We matter.
Do you? I'll give you at least, like, 2 points. So you're up,
right. I'd only give you a point.
You don't have any to give.
Exactly.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm yourself.
You just go over and touch him and be like...
I'll stab you when you're bleeding.
Wake up!
I'll give you 1 point of non-lethal anti-healing.
Wake the fuck up! Have you seen that vine?
Yes.
Okay, so after that Dragonborn's turn, it's Ariel's turn. So Ariel, you and BTB have four running out at you.
Okay, I guess I'm going to pull out my bow. Not Brian, just my regular bow.
Your regular bow, yeah. Okay.
I want to save those arrows for the real baddies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 15, and that's a 9 plus 7, or plus
8.
17. 17, yeah. Yes.
So 17 to hit.
17 to hit one of them. Are they all like within 5 feet apart from each other?
You can use your Horde Breaker here, yes.
Okay. That'd be a D8.
Break that hole.
Roll both your D8s.
And a D4. No. Yes, it's just a D8.
Do you use the same hit, or do you have to roll again to hit?
You have to roll again for each.
He's going
to
roll again. This is just for the first one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have a 6 for the first one.
6 for the first, okay.
You good?
I'm good. Lowest one was 14 plus 8.
Yeah.
All right.
And so.
Nice. So
8 plus 4.
So 12.
That's 12. Damage. Yeah.
All right.
That's how many for four? Jesus Christ, this is going to be long.
I mean, yeah.
Lowest one is 17.
All right, both hit.
Or no, he's rolling with disadvantage.
Seven.
With poisoned, yeah. Yes, he would be.
So yeah, that's right. That's why he keeps rolling too. Yeah. Okay, so he's only done 3 shots right now.
So that's 7 on the third one.
Okay, and now it's for the last.
Last but not fucking least. Shit, that was cocked. Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
12. All right, and you just missed that last
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
That's fair. You hit the others. It's fine.
Fuckers.
So, you take your bow and
good job,
you...
Buddy.
Kind of regret my
yeah. Brian. You take the bow and it's 3 shots, and the 3 that you hit drop the fourth one very quickly, like... sees what happens to everyone else, dodges out of the way, and then charges at you with
Come
a bonsai on. Charge.
Come nice on, triple man. Don't do that man. Shit.
Yeah, BTB,
oh,
it's your
baby,
cool.
A triple!
BTB, it's your turn.
How many are there?
There's one left alive, currently charging.
Tristan is carrying your fight right
yeah.
now.
How far away is he
Protect
from
your
me?
Carry, man.
When they came out, they were about 10 feet away from you guys. So.
Oh,
actually, in this case, he's the tank. Tristan's the ADC.
Yeah.
Can I pull out my spoon axe?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
It's still a spoon.
It's still a spoon right now. You have to do elemental to it. Or yeah. activate it through your attunement, which
Cough
I believe you did.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you attune to it?
Yeah, I did.
Slightly below it.
Fire.
You activate it with fire. So you say your attunement word, which is one that you got to choose yourself.
It's chili time!
And as soon as you say that, the axe, it changes from the spoon, it extends, it grows in size for the grip, and the little, not the little, the blade, the spectral blade goes out with orange sheen across it, and it gets real hot, like a spicy
spoon.
Chili.
Huh?
I thought it was still a giant spoon.
No,
it
axe.
Is still a giant spoon, but it has spectral blades come out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Ooh.
18 on the die. Fuck
18
yeah.
hits.
Yeah, do you have a...
He's got a plus one, so it's a 19.
Ah, I rolled minimum damage.
Oh, buddy.
A 1. I have no pluses.
Oh, that's not...
Because you're not proficient,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so you... So you do get strength to it if you have strength.
No.
All right,
well,
great.
I get
it's
1, then,
two.
So 2.
So 2? All right, yeah. So you take your swing with it, and you manage to just, like, barely graze the guy's thigh.
I mean... Any damage is good damage.
Yeah. That's how
so
I feel.
Then they continue running. Jezdrith and those eyes continue to push further and further out. She then turns, waves her hand over, and you see the area of the doorway have a bunch of shadowy figures then come up and begin to stand guard.
Better not be spirit guardians.
It's spirit guardians.
Fuck you.
What is this?
All right.
It's Spirit Guardians.
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, Demi. I'm you, but stronger.
But evil.
But stronger.
Well, she's older than me. That's fine.
The older sibling's always the evil one.
the stronger one, I guess.
Can attest to this.
I'm the older sibling, and I'm fine.
I'm also the older sibling. I'm evil.
I'm the older sibling.
I'm in the middle. Fuck all y'all. I hate everybody.
Ariel, you're an
I'm
only
the
child,
I'm
right?
The good one.
You're an only child, right?
Ariel's character, yeah.
No, what about Tristan?
Tristan?
I have a little sister. I'm the oldest.
Asshole,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I,
so,
oh yeah, no, I am an
therefore,
asshole.
Statistically, it holds true.
All right, I'm the anomaly, I guess.
You're the outlier.
Yeah.
You're your older sister, right? Josh,
yeah.
Older sister, evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, fist fights when we were kids. And I couldn't fight back. She's a girl, so she would just, like, make me bleed.
I was so nice
awesome.
To my brother
yeah.
when we were growing
she's
up, even
mean,
though he was
man.
A shithead.
She's
He's
mean.
Still a shithead.
Yeah,
that's
you're
still...
on watch, son, if you're listening. You're still a fucking shithead.
Oh, he knows. I tell him every time I see him. Like, you're an
no.
asshole, and he's like, oh, no.
My little
that's
sister
still fantastic,
is the sweetest
Josh.
Thing, and I was the biggest asshole to her growing up, so.
Jerk.
Lindsay, if you're listening, sorry.
My brother and I participated in boxing classes, so we beat the shit out of each other. It was great.
Class would be nice when I was in a driveway.
I would just intimidate him.
Your
if
sister
ever,
just
like,
decided to have
Cassie's
hands.
What are you doing? Cassie's hands.
All right. Anyway, so that was Jezreth's turn. So, Fen, it is now your turn.
Yeah, so I guess I'll take a shot at the dragon. Well, how is Huey looking?
Huey? I mean, he was not looking good.
Huey.
Huey. I guess I'll just I'll take a shot at the... Or I don't know if it's a chick, just dragonborn person.
The dragonborn. She's female.
Okay.
You're dragonborn, you can
assume...
tell.
I just assume.
Oh, wait.
Did you just assume her gender?
I did.
Oh.
Well, I also said that she moves between
Yeah, okay.
Fen
that's,
and...
that's probably so what
Charlie
I got it from.
Her gender.
He also created her, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, I'm going to take a shot at her.
Damn.
It's probably not gonna hit.
I like that you're doing the Fushigi ball motion with your hands.
Oh, I do this shit all the time. I just twiddle my fingers. 15.
Stop that, RC.
No. 14.
14.
I can do math. That's probably not gonna hit.
And that's to hit.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, the full plate armor will not
yeah,
allow
I figured.
You to hit.
Cool.
So you move up and it just glances off of her armor.
What I have known, okay, so their, like, their thing that let, or, like, let them not be affected by my champion challenge, is that, would I know that it's, like, an all-time thing, or...
Do you know the spell Protection from Good or Evil?
I do.
You do? Then yes, you would know that it is not an all-time thing.
Okay.
And, in fact, it probably has worn off for Jezreth because she has casted a different concentration spell.
Okay. What? How long does it last? I would know that.
It lasts up to 10 minutes, if I'm remembering exactly correctly. I would
okay.
have to look it up unless
okay.
not. So for right now, I'm going to say at least 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. I'm just wondering. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything this round because I already used my thing.
Yeah, you attacked. Okay.
Yeah.
So that Fen missing her attack ends the turn. Now the eyes of the dragon get to go. And so the three that were moving towards Sato... Or rather, you killed how many of them? You killed 2, right?
Yeah, I killed 2 and I'm hiding.
You killed 2 and you're hiding. Well, and then what was your stealth roll again?
I hadn't rolled a soul.
Roll stealth.
Oh yeah, because you roll. Are you a bonus action hide?
Me. That still makes it a 13.
13?
I hate you.
I rolled
wow,
he watched
I hate
you move behind the pillar in the middle of combat. He knows where you are. So, bonsai charge.
You're just
and
mad I have a +9 to stealth.
Yeah, I am.
So that's a bonsai charge. It was an 18 on the die, so a 21 to hit.
Okay, yeah.
And then Ariel, we also have a bonsai charge happening towards you.
Right.
So that is a 6 on the die, so a 9 to hit.
No, that doesn't hit.
So Ariel, you managed to just like
whatever,
drunkenly
man.
Move yourself
just
out of the way.
Daria move? Like, nah.
Drunk move.
He's just like, skedaddle.
Drunken fist. You accidentally fall down.
Used to getting thrown out of bars. You're like, whoop, gotta go.
Just kind of like,
that's my cue to leave.
He just leans out of the way and just like walks in that direction.
Sato, you take 7 slashing damage.
All right.
As they get over and with the katana just starts to cut you up. That will end the eyes turn. Now a couple of the defenders are going to also come out of the smoke and see what they can do.
Good.
It's really hard to fight in a smoke bomb area. Yeah. So they were just taking longer to find their way out. So one of them comes out, immediately moves over to the dragonborn and goes to make an attack, bounces off the armor. A second moves up, and that also bounces off the armor. And the final one is going to move over and try and help Sato out. Makes an attack, and that one will actually hit.
Nice, and dude. Thanks. Here.
And kill off the other one.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, last one moves up and gets the attention, begins hitting. And that is the end of their turn, which right now, Huey and Jin are both trying to heal each other. Sato, it's back to you.
I'll shoot the Dragonborn.
All right.
17 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
So, 24 hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Nice. For 22 damage.
22 damage, all right.
Not making it comfortable for him.
And that'll end your turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'll bonus action hide again, why not? I'll roll stuff.
There's someone, well, I guess no longer alive, but standing right next to you.
25 to stealth.
All right.
Or no, 24 to stealth.
Noted. All right. It's also worth mentioning, based on the rules of stealth, like once you're in combat, unless there is something special like the fog, you can't actually hide more than once in a round. So,
well, this is a separate round.
Well, yeah,
round.
Isn't this the beginning this round?
I'm just putting that out there.
Okay.
This one is the one I'm going to count as your one. So after this, everyone knows where you are because you're doing this hiding routine, so they're going to keep an eye on you.
Might have to use the fog next.
That's using an environmental feature, so that's different. Okay, so it is now the big Dragonborn's turn, and Fen, I believe you are right next to her, correct?
I am.
So she is going to go ahead and make two attacks on you.
Come at me. She's going to hit you both times.
I think only once.
Okay.
Let me just double check her bonus to hit. Okay, so it's a 17.
No.
And a 24.
Yeah.
So, the 24 is the one that hits. All right. And, let's see here. Oh, so that is going to be 15 slashing damage as she cleaves into you with her axe. She then makes a third attack against Justicar Huey and hits. And Justicar Huey is going to go down. So, her round, the very first one, you manage to deflect Fen. Right after that, she very quickly brings the axe back up and hits you with the backside of it, which, you know, really painful. She then follows that with bringing it directly down onto Justicar Huey, who just crumples under the weight of the axe.
Fuck! Wait, she has three attacks?
Bleeding out. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
So,
I take it she's a barbarian.
You know, we'll find out. Is she? And then after...
Yeah. That's a yeah.
Calling out the DM here.
And then after all of that, she then quickly turns to Fen. And as she does, she goes, "You've hurt her so badly. I will end you."
Kind of free action from the distance.
Why is it worse that my fucking sister gets more puss than I do? What the fuck? That was completely out of character. Please don't. Like, she would never say that.
You're actually anyway. Not wrong.
I know. That's what. Anyway.
You can internalize that.
Yeah. I'm gonna. Fuck.
All right. So.
My you seem like a bitch, but still.
Died.
That ends her turn, so Ariel, it is now you, and there is the one guy still alive in front of you, and then there are the three that came up to try and hit him and couldn't. You've got allies, and then that one dude in front of you, so.
I got the guy.
Nice. I can't see shit over there, so I came out of game.
Yeah, Ariel.
I'm just gonna stab the guy. That's Unfessa near me. And look at BTV like, man, you really are shitty.
Hey, I hit him.
Barely.
You couldn't tell how barely it was.
His leg's bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, no. He's got a flesh wound.
No, it was fire, so it got cauterized immediately.
This weapon just kind of sucks.
It's not me, it's the spoon.
Okay, so this one is 10 plus 6. That's a 16.
You hit.
Okay. And then a D.
Going pretty well there, buddy.
Thank you for a drunk motherfucker.
Yeah. Holding it together.
So, 8 damage.
8 damage. So, Ariel very slovenly takes his bow, throws it over his shoulder, draws out his blade, and then makes a couple of attacks, and through the feigning and the just unpredictable drunken movement, the guy makes a bad dodge, and then
Wild
he just
card.
Stabs right through this poor Eye of the Dragon's
Wild
chest.
Card,
yeah. And crumples down to the ground, immediately after which the other three dudes that just have clubs start beating him on the ground.
Oh. Hell yeah.
You guys, funny. You guys do you. I'm going to saunter over here.
Right, right.
You're gonna stumble.
I'm
over
gonna
there.
Saunter back to BTB. Right. Get to your writing it. About how shitty his sword is.
All right.
So, oh, sorry, his spoon.
Ariel, you're gonna go around or gonna go through?
I guess
you're drunk.
I'm probably not that drunk to where I'll just go through with these three guys. Clubbing this dead body.
So you're gonna go around.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go around.
Like, all right,
short version. Short version. Going around.
Man, that's fucked up. Anyway.
All right.
I gotta get my car home.
Where did I park?
Dude, where's my car?
All right. So,
dude, sweet.
Yeah. So, Ariel.
Fucking scene.
You've moved away and you're going around. BTB, it's your turn.
I see nobody of
all you know is that you hear some fighting still happening in the cloud and some fighting happening on the other side.
In the cloud.
I guess I'll walk into the data cloud.
You walk into
I'll
the cloud.
I'll upload into the cloud.
Alright, let me just
jump
go ahead
into
and
the fog.
Ready to hit something if I see it.
You randomly bump into a person.
Does it look like a person I should hit?
It's really hard to tell. Make a perception check.
It's probably hard to tell with a 6.
Yeah, you feel like you should hit him.
I probably don't.
What'd you get?
An 8.
An 8?
But your axe looks cool going through the cloud.
You're also swinging with disadvantage because you're in the fog.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe even worse. Oh, 8 was worse.
So, you do miss.
Okay. Let's make sure I didn't win.
You're not entirely sure what's going on there. So, all right.
Avast! I'm getting into it.
So,
man, I, like
I belong here.
Swingy shit.
Jezdrith and the eyes continue moving themselves away. And the part that you then notice is that a cart with a horse is there. And they begin to load it onto the cart.
I can see the horse, right?
Oh, God.
You can see the horse.
Yes! Yes! Yes, bitch,
Fedora,
yes!
It's your turn.
Yes, bitch, yes!
Out of game, yes, but in game, you would hate it.
No, no, he would be into it!
Or kill the Shiva.
I'm not a normal ranger. You don't actually care about animals like you should.
Yeah. Fenora, it's your turn.
Plus, it's a majestic fucking horse. Beautiful haunches.
It ain't about to be.
I'm just gonna yell, Jez, no! And then I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna...
Jez, no.
Jez! Fuck you! Jez!
I'm not sorry for that.
He is slap you. Red right now. That's amazing.
Because I just had a really good chuckle.
Have some more white wine.
Yeah.
I probably should.
Oh, God.
I'm getting mom drunk.
On a Sunday.
Hey, you know what? There
Fast
was
now.
I mean, now. Let's tell the story real quick while Debbie looks this up. Josh, you remember that day where you came over and RC was blasting?
Yes.
When my mom came to visit?
It was 9:30 or
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
So funny.
He'd been drunk since about 1 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
So my mom and
9:30 or 10 at night is when I got there. I think maybe somewhere around there.
And I was still plastered. Yeah.
My mom and I took him to brunch to a place with bottomless mimosas. And
I heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
Since her and I are both instigators, what would happen is after we had like 4 or 5, then I would be like almost done with mine. So I'd be like, come on, RC, polish yours off. Keep up.
And I'd finish like a full one.
And so my mom would then be at halfway. And so we would then, RC and I would get new ones. And then she would be about done. She would go like, RC, come on, keep up. And she would finish hers. And we just kept this going. So by the end, he had drank the equivalent of about 3 bottles of wine worth of mimosas.
Jesus fucking
Christ.
He had
like 22.
Champagne.
I mean, yeah. Considering where I'm at right now, I'm almost done with the bottle I opened.
So you're a third of the way there.
Yeah.
Fucking vino.
Did you find the thing? Did you find the thing you were looking for, Fen?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I probably would have gone anyway. But, so the Shield of Faith is not going to be on, what's his bucket anymore?
Hank.
Hank. That's his name. I almost said Harold.
Bucket. Yeah. It's also worth mentioning, Hank ran into the fog. I never mentioned that. He ran into
okay.
the fog and is somewhere
cool.
in that
so
melee.
He's dead. Anyway.
Makes more sense that I went in there then, too.
Yeah.
I would follow him.
Okay.
He follow would basically be trying to make sure that
I would follow
his
you.
Friend.
My buddy.
So, Huey is down, right?
Huey is currently down, yes. Jin is up right now.
And Juice?
What about Tonic?
That's the father of your ex-fiance, asshole.
Ex.
Good.
There is an ex in there. Yeah.
No more. No. Nobody left to pressure me into yeah. this. Can we get her in this building?
Okay.
Just throw her in the fog.
The fuck,
so
BTB?
On...
My problems be over.
Hey, just fireball the cloud.
Oh my god.
You're not wrong.
No.
Hank's in there. So.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You totally could.
Oh, fuck you.
Fen's right there to bring him back.
Anyway, Fenora, what's up?
Anyway, I'm not right there. On the Elder, myself, and Sato, I'm going to cast Bless, and then I'm going to take my shield out for the extra.
Hashtag Bless,
fam. Hashtag Bless.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I just threw the hashtag. Got a problem with that?
Yeah. Cool. And it'll last 6 turns.
Gotcha.
So, attack roll or saving throw, you get a d4.
All right, and does that end your turn, Fenora?
Can I move? I want to stay within range of the Dragonborn, but I want to try to see if I can put myself between her and the other dudes that I'm with. Yeah, Huey especially, but also the Elder.
Yeah, Huey is at her feet, like, bleeding right now, so.
I'll stand over him then.
Okay.
Don't forget to teabag.
All right, and that ends Fen's turn, so now it is the Eyes' turn. So the Eyes that are with Jezdrith are going to continue trying to load it up. Let's just get a quick check. So they manage to get it loaded up by the end of the round. One of them slaps the horse on the ass, and it begins to pull away and take off.
Whip.
So it's within range this turn. So, Sato, it is now your turn.
I know the horse hasn't taken an action.
Well, it's running.
The horse just started running.
That's only movement.
That's an action. It's a move action.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Movement's part of your action.
Fine, I'll just shoot it.
Will you?
Buddy!
No, this is
buddy!
Fine.
It's just
fine.
A horse.
It is
true.
Just a horse.
That's true.
It's a war horse, is it?
13 to hit.
13 I saw that movie.
13 hits.
Cool.
Go for the haunch.
Oh.
Go for the haunch.
Buddy.
Shut up.
I tried.
For 14 damage.
14 damage. All right. So the horse
dies.
Gets hit. The arrow flies and it hits the horse in the neck, who begins to very quickly like start
yes!
wobbling
oh,
around.
God.
No, that bitch is not getting away from me.
Yeah, but that's so. Oh, I don't want to cheer for
so
that.
So the horse good. Continues.
Yeah, like, innocent bystander. Fuck you.
It's a
yeah,
horse.
Bro.
That is an
I'll bring
evil
it back.
Horse.
It's an evil horse.
So the horse is going to continue trotting.
Animal
like
cruelty. Fuck
the horse.
Yeah.
The horse will continue
Peter,
trotting, head
me.
Drooping, and escape past where you can see. So
it's gonna die soon. I'm okay with that.
You're not
come
wrong.
Come at me, Peter, for this fantasy equine horror.
All right,
runs
it is
the body,
the...
Just damn it.
Skin it.
God. Oh my god, Jesus!
It's dark.
Wow. All right, well,
make some glue.
Fucking hell, guys.
Let's just change this to an evil campaign. We'll be on the other side.
Yeah!
Alright, well, it
hey,
is now the Dragonborn turn. All right, so she makes an attack against Fen, a second attack against Fen, and an attack against Jin. Now, the one against Jin is definitely going to hit because that's a 19. Now, Fen, there is a 17 and an 18.
No.
So
I have my shield out this time.
You now have your shield out?
Yeah, all right. I said that, sorry. I don't know if I
didn't hear it, but it's okay. Right. I believe you. I believe you. So, one hit against Jin, and that is it for this round. And let's see. So, okay. So, Jin is going to take 17 damage and go back down.
Oh, cool. Jin and Huey are down.
That's cool. So, Jin and Huey are down. And there are also currently the, like, three dudes there trying to club this really strong paladin.
Wait, what?
The,
like, on our side?
The militia. The militia members that were there to defend the temple.
Rushed out.
They're trying to help you fight.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So, their clubs and small blades are not doing very much against this armor. Safe to say. All right, that is the end of Chuko's turn. Therefore, Ariel. So, you continue moving yourself around, and you get to a point where you can now see Jezdrith in the distance. You can see the horse that's, like, kind of barely limping itself away. And it's worth mentioning that the horse is very blurry and in the distance and very disorienting to look at. You can see Jezdrith there, and then you can also see the Dragonborn that is currently getting beat on by three militia members in Fenora with two, you know, temple members at her feet.
So I'm too drunk to know what the fuck the horse is doing. I think the horse is dancing with me.
Totally fair.
I'm just like, oh shit, the horse knows where it's at. So then I just turn to look at the
he's doing the burn. Dragonborn.
I'm just gonna look at the the big ass dragonborn that Fen's been wailing on and be like, okay, what? I'm gonna shoot her with brine.
Alright, you're gonna shoot at her with brine.
Let's see if I can hit her.
Okay. And remember to mark off a shot as well.
Okay, 13. That's 16. Okay.
Cool.
So nice. 13 plus 8.
Oh, you weren't in blast, never mind.
21?
No. So, yeah,
21. Oh, and you hit with a 13 plus 8, you hit.
Oh, okay.
Hooray!
Yay!
More often than not, you're going to hit with anything above a 20.
He's going to hit constantly while drunk, and I can not even hit somewhere.
You have an axe, though.
Get good, Josh.
You're not using what you're supposed to be using for your class.
I like this guy.
That's okay.
It makes me look special.
I was going to ask if I can teach you how to use it.
7, 8,
maybe.
9, 10, 11. 12 damage.
12 damage. All right. So another arrow flies out, and also it's definitely worth mentioning that as soon as you pull out the bow, butterflies begin to, like, float around you. You know, you're already in this meadow looking place, and you have the butterflies now floating around you because like... Yes, like, one of them gets in his eyesight and he just blows it away quickly before loosing his arrow.
Butter bitch, get out of here.
Which, you know, you don't know what you drank, but it's real good. All right, does that end Ariel's turn? Would you like to do anything else?
Probably get a shout at Fen and make sure she's okay.
So shout at Fen.
Yeah, like, hey!
Is that how you see if people are okay?
Are you okay?
I'm like, my back is to you. I don't know who you're talking to.
That's fine, so that's how she responds. She just doesn't even respond.
I immediately disregarded by anyone in this party.
I mean, to be fair, since you just shot the Dragonborn, you could be yelling at the Dragonborn.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you alive?
Literally just shot them with an arrow.
Please tell me the Dragonborn that you're talking to her.
Roll a deception check, I guess?
Question mark?
Oh, that's going to be bad. It's a -1. And then...
It's a 2.
It's with disadvantage. So
with
disadvantage, you could get
so
the natural
you could get a 1.
One.
Could get a 0.
No, okay. Just a second, so 2. It's a motherfucking 2.
Well, no, because you rolled a 3. Yeah. I thought you rolled a 2, and I was like, it's a 1.
So for just a moment, everyone in the melee... That so turns everyone like turns and looks at him like, what the fuck?
Who are you talking to?
And then everybody goes immediately back to being serious and fighting.
Oh, Ariel, buddy, how you doing? And then I'm like,
yeah,
back into it.
All right, BTB, it's your turn.
So I made this swing.
Elf. You still aren't really sure who's in front of you.
You could ask.
You hear that there's fighting, like that person's fighting with someone else, but
you're
just
don't gonna
know.
Like make the swing. Like, all right, that didn't work out. Nobody saw.
No one saw.
After I hear him yell, I'm just gonna run that way.
You just whiff.
Run that way.
Right. We saw him like nothing. Just run away.
Funny. All right. And BTB, high or low?
Low.
Low? All right. So you do not run into anybody else in the fog.
Nice.
And you manage to like burst your way out the fog on the other side.
And you have put the spoon away.
And you have exactly one action left. You used all your movement.
Okay.
So, yes, you have one action, and you see everything that's going on. Josh, you're aware of what's happening.
Who, baddies, how many?
Dragonborn, horse,
too many.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Well,
spirit
you wouldn't know that the horse is the bad guy, but the you horse can see stumbled. That the horse has the box that you assume the bones are in on the cart.
Okay, I'll shoot the horse again.
You'll shoot the horse?
Yeah!
All right,
it seems like the easiest what thing you, to
what are you
stop.
Shooting?
A light wait, crossbow.
A light crossbow? All right, roll the hit.
Nah. Unless somebody wants to give me inspiration.
Like... Bruh.
That was a four.
I gave him my inspiration. Well,
it might. It'll hit a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a...
14.
14 okay. hits.
Oh, that's awesome. What I got, so.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, thanks, I don't buddy. Want her to get away.
Four.
A four?
Yeah.
All right, so the horse this time, like, it's running, it's doing its weird head moving thing, like it can't even keep its head up, and aww. At one of the times where it swings its head over to the left, the arrow just impacts on the side of its head, and it just thumps to the ground.
And the cart, fuck that horse in particular!
The cart had some speed to it too, so it starts to run over the horse, and it all flips, and the bones spill out all over the ground.
And I thought I was cool by saying, skin it!
You're still! That doesn't take away from it!
This is a premium shit show.
Yeah. So.
Capital S.
Also, at that point, Jezdrith then turns to BTB and just goes, the fuck, man?
Bones.
Does that end your turn, BTB? You used an action, yeah. You did all that. All right. So she turns, she goes, the fuck, man? You go, bones. At which point, she points at you, and you see radiant red energy flow from her finger.
Radiant?
Shadowy. Dark, shadowy energy at her finger.
Isn't it, is that like better? Necrotic?
It's not necrotic. It's still technically radiant energy.
Oh, but it's, okay, got you.
But it's, fucked up. It's malevolent
that's why
it's radiance.
Red.
It's fucked up.
It's malevolent up. Radiance.
Okay.
All right.
It's no good.
And so, BTB, that is going to be...
TB.
A 24 to hit.
You know, I think that just misses.
Wait, you said
like
14 to hit?
No,
24.
24. Oh,
that's not going to be
plus
enough.
Five.
That's not
enough.
Yeah. Plus 5. Yeah.
Go show bitch. Fuck off.
All right.
No, might as well save it.
Okay.
I think it'll be funny.
But it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work, so there's like no point.
So, BTB.
Okay. Shit. Okay.
BTB. You take 13 radiant damage. Mm-hmm. And you begin glowing with that dark, shadowy energy.
Oh.
You've been hit with a guiding bolt.
Okay.
Low-ass guiding bolt.
Oh! Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. And at this, after she does that, she then turns. She begins to run herself over towards the bones. And the spirit guardians begin to move away from the door following her.
That's helpful.
So, that ends Jezdrith's turn, and it is now Fenora's turn.
I'm gonna stab her.
You're gonna stab the big girl? Alright.
Are you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Stole your inspiration.
Fuck. 19.
You hit.
Really?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah it's really full bad. Plate armor, and it's just full plate armor.
Full plate armor.
Oh,
no
okay,
shield.
Cool, 18. So...
Yeah. Bruh.
One more?
Can I do it again?
No.
Okay. You can only use it once for great weapon fight.
Great weapon.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would have had to take the one because I'm only doing one-handed.
Oh, then.
So, 7.
Takes 7 damage?
Still
all
decent
right.
Damage for a one-hand strike.
Yeah.
Better than me.
A lot better than you.
Out of 12.
The way you said that at first sounded like Randy Newman. Better than me.
Better than me. Write right. A song detrimental to a whole group of people.
All right, and that ends Fen's turn. So eyes
fuck
of the
you,
dragon, eyes of the dragon that are out with Jezdrith are also going to move over her, and they're going to start trying to pick up on the bones and continue to flee. Sato, it's back around to you.
Shoot the Dragonborn.
Okay.
Probably not. yeah, only...
Plus four.
It's not going to help me any.
I don't know. You never know. What was it?
12?
Oh, no. Wait, what did... Oh, because you rolled... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was pretty good.
All right. So, 12.
12 to hit, yeah.
You miss.
I rolled a 2, plus 7, plus 3.
You miss.
Yeah.
All right, and so that ends your turn then, Sato?
I'm just going to make my way like over to BTB and RAL.
Okay. So,
how's it going? How's it hanging?
If I have to dash over there, sure. I'll just bonus action for it.
You make it over pretty easily.
Cool. Can we see my little...
All right, so...
Veto.
It is now the... It is the well-plated Dragonborn's turn. She's going to make all three of her attacks against Fen.
Cool.
Nice.
If it's over a 20, then it hits. If it's a 20 and under, it doesn't.
All right, so 21, 22, and 14. So, you got lucky on the second one. The first one is a 13 for slashing, and the second one is a 6.
I'm down.
You did 19 damage to her. She had 18 health.
Ooh. Yeah, all right. Well, so once she does that, she moves down right next to Fen and says,
I'm dead. I can't hear you, bitch.
Fair enough. So she goes down. She whispers something. No one hears it. At which point she then takes her up and lifts her onto her shoulder.
Wait, no, whoa.
And begins running for the door.
Whoa, excuse me, what? What?
Do those three soldiers get attack of opportunities?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay, cool. As long as that's still established.
Whoa!
And two of them actually will hit.
Nice!
And
yeah, but it's going to do like 2 damage.
Actually, they did decent damage. Okay, they did 4 each, so that's 8 total.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, and... that is the end of her turn. She is at the doorway with Fen on her shoulder.
What the fuck?
Ariel, it's your turn.
I'm going to Hunter's Mark that bitch, and I'm going to shoot the cunt muffin.
All right.
Josh
is losing it.
Just head in his hand, shaking his head.
What's wrong with you?
SMH.
He's hungover. That's what's wrong.
Are you?
Oh, that,
what are
no,
you doing?
If you
now?
Use inspiration for it cancels it.
Yeah, just take the higher.
Wait, what?
If just you do this, it's already at a disadvantage. You can't like roll 3 times. So if you have a disadvantage and then you put advantage over it, you just take the first roll.
Okay.
So that was the 18.
Yeah. So it's 18 plus 8.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's gonna be
you hit
D8. 2 d8s.
Does anybody have you have inspiration? 6. No, you don't. We all use our inspiration.
Yep. All inspiration has been used.
Yep.
Higher.
You talking to him or the dice?
14 damage.
14 damage. All right. That is a pretty significant hit.
Yeah.
Well done.
And I tell her that she can't do that.
Hey, you can't do that!
Like, thump, it hits right between her shoulder blades. Hey! Can't do that.
You know, she can't do that.
It's not part of the game.
It's your space. It's your aura. She can't do that to you.
You don't even go here.
BTB, it's your turn.
I can see that person, right? This character.
Yes.
Away. Just magic missile that.
Thanks,
that
babe.
Right you there. Actually want to hit this time, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to do any of this.
What level are you casting it at?
Second.
Second, so you get 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's total shit.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's better than
2 1s, nothing. 2 2s.
Alright.
So, yeah.
So, what's your total then?
10.
10 total from a second level magic missile. Shut alright.
Yeah, but that's 24
hey,
damage to her.
BTB, you do you. You good.
Shut up.
He's having a real bad time. We're still in the swamp.
And it is Jezra's turn, so she is going to pick up as many of the bones as she can grab. And then
she fucking run for it.
She actually is going to leg it.
This one. All right.
She is going to leg it at this point.
Leg it.
So Fenora, it's your turn. to 3 for your saves. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm down. So.
Yeah. All right. And then the eyes really can't do anything this turn, so it's back around to Sato.
I'm going to shoot the Dragonborn.
Okay.
That dice does not like you. I don't know why you keep using it.
I rolled a different one this one. So.
Was it?
Yeah.
You were using the purple one, right?
I was using this one.
Oh.
But, I can add the D4 to that, too.
No, she...
No, I'm so down.
Oh, that's right. They're down.
So never can't. Mind.
It's
a 13.
Yeah, 13 to hit.
All right, 13 will miss.
And I will just chase after, I guess.
Aww. Okay.
So, keep distance away from melee range, but...
You actually, can catch up to her with your move and then dash.
I would have been moving
again,
toward
I'm gonna,
also.
I'm going to stay outside of melee range, but...
Okay.
I'll keep the 10 feet, so keep it that way.
All right, so that ends Sato's turn. Mm-hmm. So it is now her turn, at which point she very quickly just drops Fen off her shoulder, turns around at Sato and smiles.
Hi!
Moves directly towards him.
Okay.
Bitch!
And makes 3 attacks.
Bitch!
So oh, baby. That is a 21.
Hit.
That is a 19.
Hit.
And then it's an 11.
And a miss.
Oh.
Baby.
I'm feeling
that. She did 19 to me and 2 hits, and one of them was a fucking not hit. Like, oh.
One of them was a non hit, yeah. All right, so you take 7 and then 8 slashing.
That's exactly what I needed to down. Fucking hell, I had 15 HP.
God damn it.
She's strong. So at that point, that's all of her action. Actually, she has enough action to move back to Fen and try and pick her back up. So she begins picking you up.
Okay. I mean, it's not like I can do anything.
So
can I be deader weight than I already am?
Yeah. So Ariel,
BTB. Well, keep rolling fails, and you will be.
Yeah.
Ariel, you're up first, and then BTB.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot her again.
All right.
Sounds so sad about it.
Yeah, it actually is a really sad thing because I got a 4.
10.
So 10 to hit.
10 to hit.
And it just bounces off her plate.
I just says, you gotta stop doing that shit, bitch. Stop it.
Roll another deception check.
You need to stop.
We're still at disadvantage.
Yes.
Oh, but he is talking about
it. Nat 20.
And I had a 20. Motherfuckers!
So pointless.
So good.
Winning.
Hold up.
So pointless.
I rolled a nat 1.
The most pointless thing in the fucking game. 2 nat 20s, are you shitting me? Oh, so good.
So, at this point, she looks at Fen, who she's just starting to pick up. She looks at Sato down, she looks at you guys back at the temple, and just drops Fen and continues running after Jezdrith.
Wait, what?
High five!
Hell yeah!
High five me, motherfuckers!
So...
You fucking idiot.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy right now.
So, BTB, what are you gonna do?
She's still within distance for me.
You can get another shot off on her before she gets out of range, yeah.
Alright, Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray, roll the hit.
Can I also be wiggling my finger like an old lady?
You can't. Yes, do that. That's what you were doing.
No.
Stop it!
Stop it!
No!
No!
One hit. Bad Dragonborn.
Bad Dragonborn.
I got one hit.
All right. What? Roll your damage then.
So terrible.
I don't know what he rolled on the first one because it flipped
it
over after
8.
It landed. But
it was 8.
Yeah, it was an 8.
5 fire.
5 fire damage?
Buddy.
All right.
Gotta do something.
Better than nothing.
BTB is not doing good today.
What color is she?
She's the same color as you. So
fuck.
Fire
well,
resistance.
It doesn't fucking mean anything. I'm sorry. I'm mad.
Should I call Jestrith out for having a sister complex?
I mean...
Oh, no king shaming.
And I don't? Like...
Alright, and so BTB, that
you
ends your turn. So here's a question for you guys. Are you going to pursue them?
No, I gotta take care of our dead ass friends over here.
Alright, so then for purposes of this, I'm going to let them just continue running away from you guys, and we'll just make sure that you save them.
They get all the bones?
Not all
they
the bones.
Some of
they
them.
Got some of the bones.
But that still means something. Sorry,
it,
I was speaking away from the
yeah,
mic.
Is it enough of the bones?
I'm loud, it's fine.
So, Then Fen, you need to do a death save. Sada, you need a death save.
Alright.
18. 12. Oh, yay.
Alright, Ariel, you can make it up to Sado on your turn.
Only Sado?
Fen is further away, so
yeah. Okay, yeah, then I'll go to Sado and I'll cure wounds.
Sweet.
Dead ass.
Alright, so.
D8? Are there still bad boys in here?
There are some people inside that still need some mopping up, yeah. But they're in the.
You got 3 HP.
I'm fine with that. I'm up.
I'll hang back with my bros. Lay back.
Alright. And. Fen, I'm just going to need one more death save from you.
Just real quick, see if you die. Do you die?
16. All right, so Ariel, you're able to save Fen. And for the wrap-up of the temple, we'll get to that next time on Character Flaw. So, good job, guys. You stopped them from getting some of the bones, which is, you know, second best for what you've done for the other ones.
I murdered a horse.
You did murder a horse.
No. Well, I murdered a horse.
Correction.
True. All right, where can the people find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
All right, Josh?
Josh is at BTBalthazar on Twitter. RC at the Cold Twat.
And Demi's at Demix the Menace.
And you can find Charles at Dapper Jackal on Twitter. So until next time, guys, bye-bye.
Bye.